Hello and welcome to the Fire Up Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Trapin. Are you ready to fire up your day and week ahead with a new Moxie affirmation? Let's do this. This week's affirmation is all about forgiveness. Are you ready? Repeat after me. I forgive those who have hurt me and wholeheartedly release those wrongdoings. Forgiveness is self-care, and my soul sings when I forgive others. Let's repeat this one and really let it soak into our souls. I forgive those who have hurt me and wholeheartedly release those wrongdoings. Forgiveness is self-care, and my soul sings when I forgive others. Lioness, there are three areas I want us to focus on this week. The first is knowing what forgiveness is and why it matters. Psychologists generally define forgiveness as a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance towards a person or group who's harmed you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. Yes, forgiveness is about extending mercy to people who've harmed us, even if they don't deserve it. In order to forgive, we are not required to sprinkle excuses to cover their behavior or pretend it didn't happen. We can forgive, but we don't have to forget. Forgiveness is a process that starts one step at a time and ultimately brings you, the forgiver, peace of mind and frees you from corrosive anger and potential bitterness. Second point, I want you to look inside yourself and forgive yourself where you need to. We've talked about this before, Lioness. You and I tend to be harder on ourselves than we are on others. Self-love and acceptance can be elusive. Take a moment and examine your heart. Look within to uncover where you may be contributing to the situation you find yourself in right now, that one that you feel requires you to forgive someone. Was your behavior contributing to it? Did you drop a few unsavory comments along the way or make a decision that didn't turn out as you had hoped? In self-forgiveness, you honor yourself as a person, even if and when you are imperfect. This opens you up to seeing others with love and being more open to forgiving them when they slip up. All right, third area I want us to talk about is developing a forgiving heart. Every hurt makes us stronger. Now, I get the lessons are uncomfortable, but we grow and stretch and mature in the moments of reflection and forgiveness. This process allows us to help others who've been harmed overcome their suffering too. This ultimately brings us joy and lightens our hearts. Stop the cycle of unforgiveness. Shed your bitterness and look through a love filter. Not sure where to start? Here are some great ways. Avoid criticizing others, also known as shining a light on someone else's flaws and faults. Apologize when you're wrong. Be polite. Try this week. Wave when someone lets you in on the freeway. Simple wave, huge ripple effect. 4, treat others with respect all the time. Now you may think, but people might not deserve my respect. Well, lean in. Lean in and show them respect. Give them the respect and see what happens. 5, don't jump to conclusions. Do you judge yourself on your intentions or your actions? Have you ever said, that's not what I meant? Yeah, I thought so. Give others the same benefit of the doubt. 6, be willing to apologize. When you make a mistake, say you're sorry. 7, surround yourself with people who help you lean into forgiveness, not those who help you slide into the role of a bitter, negative victim. Lioness, I know you have the power to forgive others. You are gracious, tenacious, and compassionate. I encourage you to put aside your resentment, that awful hurt, and that ugly bitterness, so you may be blessed by reconciliation with those people who've offended you and those whom you may have offended. Thank you for joining me for a divine dose of truth, wrapped in grace, with sides of sass, moxie, and fire. I love that together we help each other elevate our self-talk by replacing those nasty, negative thoughts with positive, life-giving words, one moxie-filled moment at a time. My fierce lioness, if you are enjoying these weekly affirmations, I encourage you to go to deborahtrapin.com/moxieaffirmations and drop your email in the form. Then on Mondays, you will receive a visual of the affirmation from my blog that you can share, print, and post. If you have a fellow lioness who would love to fire up her moxie too, send her the link. Enjoy the week ahead, and as always, keep your eyes open for moments you can engage, elevate, and empower your world.